discussing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes at Jagannath Puri. As we all know, that the devotees of Bengal used to visit Jagannath Puri every year in the beginning of Chaturmasa or prior to the beginning of Chaturmasa and stay there for 4 months to associate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and see all the festivals of Lord Jagannath at Jagannath Puri. So one year, when Rath Yatra and all other festivals are over, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the devotees to return to Bengal for their respective services. Though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want the devotees to leave, and the devotees also did not want to leave Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reminded of their respective services and told them to return to Bengal. And while giving them farewell, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking the name of each devotee and personally was glorifying their glorious devotional service. That is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. When the Supreme Lord glorifies His own devotees, we can understand how fortunate that devotee is. The same way, actually, from the life and activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also the life and activities of His devotees, we have to learn so many different minute aspects of devotional service which would help us in our own devotional service to make advancement in spiritual life. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally He was glorifying His own devotees, and when they were hearing the glorification from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotees were actually shedding tears of love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, as devotees of the Lord, we have to perform our devotional service in such a way that our respective spiritual masters, our authorities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be pleased with our service. And through our service only we can please the Guru and Krishna, and also all other Vaishnavas and our respective authorities also. So service is very important in devotional service. Devotional service means actually service to the Supreme Lord. So after giving them farewell, the devotees reluctantly left Jagannath Puri and left Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were all shedding tears. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw this, he also became very morose out of affection for his devotees. Though the Supreme Lord is independent and He is not affected by the activities of others, still the Supreme Lord is actually controlled by the love of His devotees. So when the devotees were there at Jagannath Puri, every day a devotee would invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for prasadam. And those who could not cook at their homes, they offered the ingredients to Govinda the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in that way they serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course initially he was not a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a great Mayavadi scholar, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very merciful on Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and actually delivered him and showed his own form to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Lord Vishnu and as Lord Krishna, so his illusion was gone. He understood that this new sannyasi whom Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to teach Vedanta to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was none other than Krishna himself, he surrendered at his lotus feet and begged forgiveness for his impudence. And he became a great staunch follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was waiting to invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house for prasadam. Because the devotees of Bengal were there and they were inviting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day, so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could not get the opportunity to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch. So when the devotees of Bengal left Jagannath Puri, then immediately Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said that, "My dear Lord, I want you to accept my invitation to take lunch at my home for 1 month continuously." He was so eager to feed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that's why he wanted to continuously feed for 1 month to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was the desire of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he was the Supreme Lord himself, but he was acting as a sannyasi for the outside people. For general populace, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was acting like a sannyasi, as a devotee of the Lord, though he himself was the Supreme Lord, just to teach everyone how to perform devotional service to Krishna by his own example. So when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept his invitation for 1 month, then immediately Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "This is not the religious principle of a sannyasi. A sannyasi is not supposed to accept bhiksha or prasad in one man's place continuously for 1 month. Because that will develop attachment for one place, for one home, or for one person. And a sannyasi is supposed to be detached from everything. Thus a sannyasi wanders from place to place. He does not stay in one place for a long time. He wanders from place to place and he accepts bhiksha. He begs from door to door, not from one door. And it has been advised in the scriptures, a sannyasi is supposed to beg at least from 7 houses, not from 1 house. So this is just not to be dependent on anyone else, or any place, or any house, But only a sannyasi is supposed to be dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead every time, in every situation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited that dependence on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he told Sarvam Bhattacharya that this is not the principle of a sannyasi, to accept invitation from one person's house for 1 month. So when Sarvam Bhattacharya heard this, then Sarvam Bhattacharya actually bargained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are so much faithful servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was his lovable object. So, understanding the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvam Bhattacharya said, "Okay, my dear Lord, if not 1 month, at least you should accept my invitation for 20 days. So then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again replied that this is not the religious practice of a person who is in a renounced order of life. So then, Sarvam Bhattacharya understood the intention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he said, "Okay, my dear Lord, if not 20 days, at least 15 days. So when Sarvam Bhattacharya was insisting again and again to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for accepting his invitation, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Sarvabhauma, I can do one thing for you. I can accept your invitation for 1 day only." And Sarvam Bhattacharya was not very satisfied with this. Then he said that, "Okay, my dear Lord, so if not 15 days, not 1 day certainly, but at least you can accept invitation for 10 days. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this and understood the anxiousness of Sarvam Bhattacharya to feed him with great love, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reciprocated. He agreed for 5 days. Not 10 days. So at least for 5 days continuously he accepted the invitation of Sarvam Bhattacharya. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya said, "Okay, so you will accept 5 days invitation in my house, and I have also invited other sannyasis who are also with you. There are 10 sannyasis living with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri." So Sarvam Bhattacharya said that Paramananda Puri, he has already accepted my invitation for 5 days. And then rest 9 sannyasis. Out of 9, 1 sannyasi Swarup Damodar Goswami. So he will come with you. So then he said, "Swarup Damodar Goswami, sometimes he can come with you and sometimes he can come alone to my house for lunch. And then other 8 sannyasis, they have accepted my invitation for 2 days each. So that means 8 into 2, 16 days.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 5 days, Paramananda Puri 5 days, 10 days, 26 days, and 4 days for Sarupdhamanda Goswami. In that way, actually the desire was fulfilled that he would feed the Vaishnavas for 1 month in his house, continuously. So when this was settled, that same day, very day, Sarvamadaraja had approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the morning, early morning. And that very day he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed. And then immediately Sarvamadaraja came back to his house and told his wife, who is called Sathir Mata, the mother of Sathir. Sathir was the daughter of Sarvamadaraja. So generally, in our Vedic tradition, the husbands, they don't take the names of their wives. Neither the husbands nor the wives, they call their husband by name. Nowadays in modern civilization, everyone calls by name. So Sarvamadaraja told Sathir Mata, the mother of Sathir, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted my invitation and today he is coming to our house. So let us start cooking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking his meal once in a day at noon time. So Sarvamadaraja himself also helped his wife, and his wife was a very good cook. So both of them, they prepared many types of prasadam. Actually not prasadam, many types of vyanjan ingredients. And in that way, within very short time, within 6 hours, if Sarvamadaraja would have met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, suppose at 6 o'clock in the morning, so by 12 o'clock, the offering was ready. And within the 6 hours, he prepared so many items, 10 kinds of spinach, rice, 6 pounds of rice, 3 manas in the old measurement, and in a big banana leaf, Sarvamadaraja kept that rice, and then he brought ghee, and the ghee was pure Desi Gaya ghee, which was looking very yellowish, and the ghee was poured with that much quantity of rice, which was just like a mountain, and it was mixed with that rice, and there was so much ghee that after mixing with the rice, the ghee was flowing out from the leaf, going out. So in that way, that was full of ghee, rice was full of ghee. And then Sarvamadaraja put tulsi manjari on the top of that rice. And then he brought so many cups made of banana barks and kaya leaves. And all those cups were surrounding the main plate. And all those items Sarvamadaraja was keeping in those cups around this rice plate. So then, actually, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives a vivid description of all the items Sarvamadaraja prepared for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I cannot remember all those things. That means Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was also a very good cook. That's why he described all those different items. And all those items are made in Bengal and Odisha. All those items are prepared and offered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took bath in the sea, and after taking bath, he came to Sarvabhaudev's house for lunch. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, actually in Sarvabhaudev's house, next to the kitchen, Sarvabhaudev had made two rooms. One room was there previously, where his salagram sila was there, being worshipped. And next to his deity room, Sarvabhaudev had made another room specifically for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prasad. And that room had one door from outside through which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could enter inside the room. And then there was another door to the kitchen. So from kitchen, the preparations could come for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And no one could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eating. That's why Sarvabhaudev made a special room. Because he had a problem in his house. Sarvabhaudev had a son-in-law whose name was Amol, who was the husband of his daughter Sati. And this Amoga, who was a young man, was a fault finder and a blasphemer. He would find fault with everyone and he would blaspheme everyone. That was his nature. And Sarvabhaudev was aware of this. That's how when he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to keep Amoga out of that place. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Sarvabhaudev washed his feet with water and then he made him sit there. But when this preparations were served in that way, and there was a seat, wooden seat, and there was a white cloth on the top of the wooden seat. Sarvabhaudev had kept that for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to that room and he saw that Tulsi Manjari is there on the top of the rice and other items, and the seat is there and the white cloth is on the top of the wooden seat. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that Sarvabhaudev had made the offering to the Supreme Lord there itself. And he was also very surprised to see so many items prepared within a very short time. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarvabhaudev that, "Sarvabhaudev, how was it possible that you made so many preparations within 6 hours? If 100 persons would cook in 100 stoves, still they would not be able to prepare so many items within this short span of time, 6 hours. How could you do this?" Then Sarvabhaudev said, "My dear Lord, it is by the mercy of that person we are able to prepare all those items. Who is going to eat?" So indirectly, Sarvabhaudev was telling that it is your mercy only that we are able to prepare so many items. So we can understand that when devotees are glorified for some achievements or something, they don't take credit for themselves. Like Prabhupada, he went to the West and he preached Krishna consciousness all over the world, but he never took the credit for himself. He always gave credit to his Guru Maharaj Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and to Krishna. That is the humility of a Vaishnava, humility of a devotee. We should always remember this, not to take the credit for any of our achievements, and always remain humble, then we can make progress in spiritual life. So Sarvam Bhattacharya, he did not take the credit. He said, it is by the mercy of the person who is going to eat your good stuff. So he gave the credit to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarvam Bhattacharya that you have offered all these things to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is very nice that one should offer with love so many different items for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should cook himself and offer it to the Supreme Lord. That is the love shown by a devotee. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the Supreme Lord has certainly accepted all these things, because I can smell from these items the smelling nectarian. Actually, the prasadam should have these qualities, that the prasadam should be very nice to look at, sudrusya. It is very important. It should look very nice and attractive. So that will attract others to honor the prasad. So it should be sudrusya. And then next quality, it should be suswadhya, means very tasteful. The prasadam must be very tasteful. And then third thing, that prasadam should be also suswasthya, means it should be very healthy. It is not that it is very tasteful to the tongue and very bad for the stomach. And then if you fall sick by taking prasadam, then it is not very good. Then it should be also taken care of, that it should not be very healthy for the person who takes that prasadam. So in this way, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw, another quality of prasadam should be sugandhit. It should be very scented or fragrant. By the scent of the prasadam, one will be attracted. One's hunger will increase. So by smelling the prasadam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that it has been prepared with so much love, and it is so fragrant and looking so nice, all those items beautifully arranged. The Supreme Lord must have accepted this prasadam. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarvam Bhattacharya that you take out this seat which was meant for Krishna to sit, and you give me a small plate and give all those items little in that small plate, I will honor. I cannot, this is too much prasadam. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he said this, then Sarvam Bhattacharya said that if you can honor Krishna's prasadam, then what is wrong that you sit on this seat? Because a devotee always takes the remnants of the Supreme Lord. Remnants of his prasadam, remnants of his dress, remnants of his ornaments, a devotee can take as prasadam. So you can sit here and honor this prasadam. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I cannot eat so much. This is too much. 6 pounds of rice, 3 mounds of rice, and so many different vegetables, and so many things have been prepared. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I cannot eat all these things. So then Sarvam Bhattacharya said, I know how much you eat. In Jagannath Puri itself, as Lord Jagannath, you are eating 52 times every day. And every time you not only eat one pot, every time you eat hundreds of pots of rice, dal, sabzi, so many things. And in this way you eat 52 times every day in Jagannath Puri. And when you are in Dwarka, you had 16,108 wives. And you had made 16,108 palaces for them. And whenever you used to visit all those palaces, all the queens also used to feed you. So that means you must be eating in 16,108 palaces every day. 16,108 times. And not only that, your father had 18 wives. Vasudeva had 18 wives. So that means Krishna had 18 mothers. And all those mothers were also feeding Krishna in Dwarka. So he was also taking prasadam in his wife's palaces. He was also taking prasadam in his mother's houses. And in Vrindavan, Sarvam Bhattacharya said that your father, Nanda Maharaj, had also elder and younger brothers. They were also inviting you every day to eat in their houses. And you are going and eating in their houses. Mother Yashoda was feeding you every time. Something, thinking that my son would get hungry. And then there are so many gopas in Vrindavan. They were also inviting you and you were eating in their houses every day. And there are also your friends. They were also bringing so many foodstuffs from their houses and they were also feeding you. So don't tell me that this is too much for you. This is nothing. I am a poor person, small man, and with my little capacity, whatever I have prepared, this is just for you, it is just a morsel, not much. So please don't make any trouble for me, just sit down and take prasadam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he had this, generally if someone else would tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would react very heavily. That someone is addressing him as the Supreme Lord and he was eating in all those places. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not act very heavily. Why? Though directly Sarvam Bhattacharya is pointing out to him that you are eating as Jagannath like this much, you are eating as Krishna in Dwarka this much, you are eating as Krishna in Vrindavan this much. So he is directly telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you are Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not reacting heavily. Why? Because he had sold his own form, Sarvam Bhattacharya. So how can you refute that now? So he was caught. Because others would say to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are Krishna, he said, he would close his ears. Vishnu, Vishnu, he would say, I am not Krishna, I am a devotee of Krishna. But he cannot tell this thing to Sarva Bhattacharya. So he only smiled. When Sarva Bhattacharya told all these things, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only smiled and silently came down and sat on the first page. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was honoring Prasadam, so then Amogha was looking for the opportunity to come and see how much this sannyasi is eating. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was very careful. He knew very well that Amogha could enter at any time and would criticize Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he had a stick in his hand. Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was holding a stick in his hand. If Amogha would come, he would chase him. But when he was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has to go to the kitchen and bring something more. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would finish one item, Sarvam would go and bring and fill up that cup again. So every time he used to do this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not say anything. So when Sarvam had gone to the kitchen to bring something, in the meantime, Amogha entered the room and saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was honoring Prasada. And because he was very critical in his mentality and a fault finder and blasphemer, so when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating so much, then he said, oh, you are eating so much. This foodstuff is meant for 10 to 12 people. 10 to 12 people can eat it nicely. And you are one person eating so much. When Amogha told this thing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only smiled. He did not react. Anyway, only smiled. And Sarvam Bhattacharya heard this thing in the kitchen. And when he heard this thing, immediately he came with a stick to beat Amogha. And when Amogha saw that Sarvam Bhattacharya was coming towards him with stick in hand, so then he ran. So Sarvam Bhattacharya was running behind him, but he could not catch him. He was an old man and Amogha was young. So he ran away. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya was actually calling Amogha in ill names. And he came back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw Sarvam's reaction, so he only smiled. He did not want to make Sarvam feel that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was offended by this. He smiled and ate all this prasadam Sarvam gave just to satisfy Sarvam Bhattacharya. So after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished his eating and Sarvam Bhattacharya gave water, scented water, to wash his hands, mouth and lips. After eating, these three things have to be washed. We must know this thing. Nowadays, because of modern civilization, people eat, even they don't wash their hand, don't wash their mouth. What to speak of washing their leg? But this is a contaminated state when after eating you don't wash your mouth or your hand. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed his mouth, hand and legs also. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya gave a garland to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and put sandalwood pulp on his body and then gave some mukhavas, like we offer mukhavas to deities, some kadama, some gloves and some other things, tulsi manjari in it and some spicy things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that. Then Sarambhadraja fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Falling at his feet, Sarambhadraja told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, "My dear Lord, please forgive me for my offenses. I had called you to my house for honoring prasad, but now I have offended you. So please forgive my offenses." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing the words of Sarvam Bhattacharya, he pacified Sarvam Bhattacharya that he shouldn't feel bad about this. He has no fault. Saying this, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Sarvam Bhattacharya's house. And still Sarvam Bhattacharya followed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went with him to his residence. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in his residence, Sarvam Bhattacharya again fell at his feet and again begged forgiveness from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his offenses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified him and sent him back. So when Sarambhadraja came back, then he approached his wife Satin Mata, and Satin Mata was also devastated because she was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and both of them had cooked with great love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to feed him. And hearing these words of Amoga, they were completely devastated. So Sarvam Bhattacharya told his wife that actually hearing the blasphemy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I should not maintain my life. And if I could not do this, I should have killed Amoga. That is the way to atone the offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord. But both things I cannot do, because we both are Brahmins. So we cannot kill a Brahmin. And if I commit suicide, again it is Brahmin's body, it will be destroyed. So both things cannot be done. But from today, now on, I have nothing to do with this Amoga. He is now dead for me. And you tell our daughter Sati that from today she has become a widow. Because when a husband is fallen, the wife should reject him. And this Amoga is now fallen, so Sati should reject him. So he is no more her husband. So in this way, both of them decided to fast on that day. They did not eat anything. And Amoga, he had fled away and he did not return to Sarambhadraja's house on that night out of fear of Sarambhadraja. And Sarambhadraja heard that Amoga, after going back, after insulting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got cholera. So anyone who offends the Supreme Personality of Godhead, immediately reaction comes. And it has been also stated in the scriptures that Ayushriya Yaso Dharma Lokanam Asasayevasa Hanti Srayansi Sarvani Punsa Mahat Atikram. When someone insults or someone doesn't behave properly with the Supreme Lord or his devotees, then his ayu, his longevity is reduced. His longevity is reduced, his opulence is reduced, his fame is reduced, and his religious principles are reduced. And what to speak of reducing, it all destroyed. When someone offends the Supreme Lord and his devotees, he loses everything. So now Amogha, he got cholera and he was about to die. He was on the deathbed. So that day passed in this way. Amogha got cholera at night. So next morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his residence, and when Gopinath Acharya came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Gopinath Acharya. Gopinath Acharya was Sarvam Bhattacharya's sister's husband. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Gopinath Acharya, what is going on in Sarvam Bhattacharya's house? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, he knows everything. But still he asked that what is going on in Sarvam Bhattacharya's house. So Gopinath Acharya informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Sarvam Bhattacharya and his wife both have not taken any food since yesterday. And Amogha, he has now got cholera. And he is going to die at any moment. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he immediately left his residence and went with Gopinath Acharya to the place where Amogha was dying. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Amogha was lying on the bed, about to die, and he put his lotus hand on the chest of Amogha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that sahaja nirmalayi brahmana hridaya. Naturally, the heart of a Brahmin is pure. Krishna basite ei yogya sthana hai. Because the heart of a Brahmin is pure, that's why it is a fitting place, befitting place for Krishna to sit at the heart of a Brahmin. Master jo chandala kena yaha basaile, Parama Pavitra Sthana Apavitra Kaya. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Amogha that your heart is a Brahmin's heart. It should be pure, befitting place for Krishna to sit on. But why did you put a chandal? Mascharya chandal. The envy is considered chandal. Chandal is mlecha, downtrodden person who is not very clean in his habits. So mascharya chandal kene yaha basai. Why did you put this mascharya chandal, this irsa, envy, the chandal of envy, why did you make him sit in your heart, which is supposed to be a sitting place for Krishna, Why did you put this sandal of envy in your heart? And in that way, this Parama Pavitra Sthana, which is very pure place, your heart, Brahmin's heart, should be very pure place. And you have contaminated that place by your envy. So this is very important to learn. That our heart should be a sitting place for Krishna. And when our heart is very pure, we can keep Krishna within our heart. But if your heart is filled with lust, anger, greed, envy, all these things, then how Krishna can sit in that heart? When all these chandals are sitting in the heart. And specifically, this envy is very, very dangerous. That will bring ruination to the life of a devotee. If a devotee is actually keeping all these things, specifically envy in his heart, then he cannot chant Hare Krishna properly. That's why we have to get rid of this lust, anger, greed, and this false ego, illusion, envy. All these things we have to clean from our heart and make it a really sitting place for Krishna to sit up. Then only we can chant pure holy name of the Lord. Otherwise, chanting purely is not possible. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he instructed that once nerd actually contaminate his heart by keeping all his enemies of spiritual life. And specifically mentioning envy. So actually, how to get rid of this envy? This is a big question. Of course, we are advised to chant the holy name of the Lord, to clean our heart. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can clean our heart full of lust, anger, greed, envy, etc. And at the same time, we develop enmity towards each other because of this envy. Because of this thing, we develop enmity towards each other, and that hampers our spiritual life. How to love all living entities? If we love Krishna, then we can love His creation. To all His living entities created by the Supreme Lord. And whenever we see a devotee or a non-devotee or any other living entity other than human beings, we must understand that they are all part and parcel of Krishna, and Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart as Paramatma. When we offer obeisances to someone, whom we are offering obeisances? Not to that person, but the person, Supreme Person, who is sitting within his heart. To the Supreme Lord. So the Supreme Lord is sitting within everyone's heart as Paramatma. So if we will think that the Supreme Lord is sitting within everyone's heart, then we cannot envy that person. So that consciousness we have to develop. Then very easily we can get rid of this envy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught in this way by delivering amogha. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched the body of amogha, by the touch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, amogha was purified. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that by the relationship you have with Sarvam Bhattacharya, now you are free from all offenses. So you just chant the holy name of the Lord, and the Lord will be merciful on you, and you will be delivered. And I am actually favoring you because you are related to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Though Amogha had not done any devotional service, and he was not eligible to get the mercy of the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but because of his relationship with Sarvam Bhattacharya, he got the mercy of the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why the Lord says, Aham Bhatta Paradhina Hi Asvatantra Ivadhyaja Sadhavi Grasta Hridaya Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriya. So the Lord says that I am not independent. I am dependent on my devotees. Because the devotees have occupied my heart. And why they have occupied my heart? Because they are very dear to me. And not only the devotees are very dear to me, even the devotees, family members, relatives, even the dog in the family of my devotee, he is also very dear to me. So this is the Lord's magnanimity. That Amogha was related to Sarvam Bhattacharya, that's why he got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was delivered. Then Sarvabhauma, by getting the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the touch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was purified from all these impurities. And he developed Krishna prem instantly. And his body started shivering. The hair stood on end. And Amogha said tears of love of God. And he chanted Hare Krishna with great enthusiasm and started dancing in front of everyone. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied with Amogha. Seeing his change of heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed him that you go on chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had not even taken bath. The next day, so he came and offered his obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that Sarvabhauma, you go take bath and go straight to Jagannath temple and get darshan of Lord Jagannath and then come back and take prasad. I am staying at your house until you take prasad. This is the love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for Sarvam Bhattacharya. He wanted to see his devotee Sarvam Bhattacharya taking prasad in front of his eyes. So Sarvam Bhattacharya told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, why did you save Amogha? By his offenses, he was going to die. And I was thinking that my job, the providence was doing to kill Amogha. But why did you save him? If you would have died, I would have become very happy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarvam Bhattacharya, my dear Sarvabhauma, A father does not take the offenses of a child. The child may make many offenses, but the father is always merciful on the child, and he does not accept the offenses of the child. And Amoga is your child, so why you are angry on him? Just you forgive him, and you just go, take bath and take prasad. So then, Saravana Bhattacharya said that, my dear Lord, you don't have to stay here. You have ordered me to take bath, get darshan of Jagannath and take prasadam, so I will do that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not believe. Then he said to Gopinath Acharya that, Gopinath, you stay here. And when Saravana Bhattacharya comes back from Jagannath temple and takes prasadam, then you come and inform that Saravana has taken prasadam. Saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence. So here we see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is affectionate towards his dedicated devotees. That the devotees are his life and soul. Like the Supreme Lord is the life and soul of his devotees, in the same way, the Supreme Lord, the devotee is also life and soul of the Supreme Lord. This is the transcendental reciprocation between the devotee and the Supreme Lord. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they all exhibited that affection in a perfect way to teach us in the path of devotional service. So, Jaya Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya ki jai. Jaya Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Jaya Sri Jagannath Rao Deva Subhadra Maharani ki
jai.
Jaya Sri Gaur Nitai ki
jai.
Jaya Sri Radha Govinda Deva ki
jai.
Jaya Sri Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki
jai.
Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki
jai.
Nitai Gaur Pranamande
ki. His Holiness Bhakti Gaurav Narayan Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Can I take one question?
Okay, some questions.
Any questions? Yes.
Okay.
Mic is there, one more? Or you can loudly speak.
You said that if anyone they want to go to Supreme Lord, or if you want to develop the love of God, these endeavors are required. Krishna helps when he endeavors. How can a Krishna interfere in the free will of human being to directly with the love of God?
Krishna sees the endeavor. Like Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna. And she was unsuccessful in binding Krishna. But when she became determined and endeavored to bind Krishna, Mother Yashoda told that, today I will see, even if it becomes evening. Mother Yashoda had started binding Krishna since morning and she was unable to do so. And she was very much, initially she was very angry on Krishna because he broke the pot, yogurt pot. But when she tried to bind Krishna and she was unable to do so, her anger was gone. She was very much surprised that she was thinking, I had put the same belt on Krishna's waist and that belt is still there. It has not increased. Krishna's belly has not increased. Then what happened that I am joining so many ropes but still I am unable to bind my small baby Krishna? What happened to him? So Mother Yashoda was surprised. That's why other gopis were also telling her, hey Yashoda, leave him, leave him. why are you trying so hard? Because Mother Yashoda is perspiring out of labor to bind Krishna. But Mother Yashoda said, no. Today, even it becomes evening, still I will see that how big is my son's belly. Today I must bind him. So Mother Yashoda became very determined that I must bind Krishna. And she endeavored with determination. And when we endeavor with determination, then that draws Krishna's mercy. So when Krishna saw that Mother Yashoda is trying very hard, she is now perspiring, so Lord Krishna became very merciful seeing the condition of Mother Yashoda. Because unless Krishna is merciful, we cannot become successful in spiritual life. And Krishna becomes merciful when he sees our endeavor with determination. So when Krishna's mercy came, then Mother Yashoda was able to bind Krishna even with one single rope, not to join all other ropes. So it was possible. So we have to endeavor with great determination. Then Krishna's mercy we can draw. Krishna's mercy will come. Did not endeavor. But here Krishna's mercy came because of Sarvam Bhadacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that because my devotees are very dear to me, who is related to my devotee also he become, he is also dear to me. With this relationship with Sarvam Bhadacharya, Amogh got the mercy. Not by his endeavor. Because of his relationship. That means the family members of the devotees, they will also get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. If that devotee becomes a great devotee and receives the mercy of the Supreme Lord, then his family members will also receive the mercy of the Supreme Lord. This is the benefit of becoming a devotee. And it has been stated in the scripture, Kulam Pavitra Janani Krutartha Vasundarava Vasatistha Dhanya Nirtam Di Sarge Pitaropite Sang Jesang Kule Vaishnava Namade. Wherever a devotee takes birth, that kula, that dynasty becomes very glorious. Because the forefathers, if they would be suffering in the hellish condition of life, they would be released from there and they will dance happily in the heavenly planet. And the mother who has given birth to a son, devotee son, she will be delivered also. She will be very fortunate for giving birth to a devotee son. Janani Kutartha Vasundarava Vasatistha Dhanya. And wherever that devotee has taken birth, that land becomes a place of pilgrimage. A devotee purifies everyone, those who are related to him. So just to become a pure devotee of Krishna is not a very easy thing. And when one becomes a pure devotee of Krishna, then he not only delivers himself, he delivers his family members, even 21 generations. Not only immediate father and mother, 21 generations. So, this is the fortunate position of the devotees. So, we have to try to become pure devotees of the Lord, without any material motive. Then we can get the mercy of the Lord. And those who will be related to us, they will also get the mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Okay. Yes. No contradiction. Because when I said that when we are free from all these six things, we can purely chant the holy name. Now we are chanting the holy name, but not purely. That is the difference. But by chanting this holy name, we will be purified gradually. Just to purify our heart, we are chanting the holy name, even if it is not pure. But when our hearts will be fully purified, then pure name will come. But now pure name is not coming. That is the difference. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki Nitai Gaurka Manandir.
This one is Bhakti Gaurav Narayan Swami Maharaj ki
jai.